With flu vaccine supplies still tight in the United States, more Americans are traveling to Canada for shots. On Friday, 260 people from northern New York crossed the border in a caravan arranged by local officials. Senior citizens paid $25 apiece to get flu shots at a private clinic. North County Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
At a busy border checkpoint just north of Plattsburgh, New York, 40 people sit on a big tour bus. Most have white hair. Some carry canes. They're all holding passports and birth certificates needed to enter Canada. Elaine Miller has multiple sclerosis and is undergoing chemotherapy, but says she still couldn't get vaccinated in the U.S.
With my condition and my problems, I panicked. I looked and looked and got on the internet and nothing.
The bus leads a parade of cars and vans across the border. Working with a friend in Canada's parliament, Plattsburgh Mayor Dan Stewart, a Republican, managed to find a private clinic in the small farming town of Saint-Jean, Quebec, that was willing to treat American patients.
We're going to get off the bus, go on inside. You're have to
Only 260 doses were available, and Stewart says the list filled up in less than 2 hours.
There are probably about 40 million in the United States that would like to come up, and that's how many shots are missing down there. So I think in Plattsburgh we could probably use a couple thousand more to really hit the senior citizens who are most at risk.
This fall, a British company failed to deliver 48 million doses of flu vaccine. Public health officials in Plattsburgh confirm that their supply is exhausted. Most private clinics and doctors' offices in the city have also run out, so even the highest-risk patients are being turned away. Lori Williams is with the Clinton County Health Department.
All of the public flu clinics here in Clinton County have been canceled.
A false rumor circulated this week that more vaccine had become available. In a single day, Williams' office was flooded with more than 1,000 phone calls. Health officials could only urge people to practice basic hygiene. That same advice is being given to many high-risk seniors across the U.S.
We'll just roll up your sleeve and relax your arm. Put your
mid-morning, dozens of Americans crowd the clinic in St. John, patiently waiting their turn. Many say they simply wouldn't feel safe without being vaccinated. After getting her shot, Barbara Davis leans on a wheeled walker that holds her oxygen tank. She's angry that shots are available here and not back home.
I've had brain surgery. I had an aneurysm at first, and they still won't give me one.
Many of these seniors say the U.S. government bears part of the blame for America's vaccine shortage. But Claude Beauchamp, who represents Saint-Jean in Canada's parliament, says today's clinic is about neighbors helping neighbors, not about national politics. Plattsburgh residents came to the rescue 6 years ago, Beauchamp says, supplying firewood and generators after Quebec was hit by a devastating ice storm.
And we're paying back a little bit of what they gave us, these people.
This is so nice of you.
It's my pleasure.
Beauchamp shakes hands as the seniors climb back on the bus. After finding her seat, 95-year-old Gertrude Matt says she's weary and ready to go home, but also deeply relieved.
I've always had a flu shot, and I wasn't able to get it. And I think it's wonderful of Canada to do it for us.
The Bush administration is now working with Canadian and German drug manufacturers, trying to purchase 5 million additional doses of flu vaccine. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.